24, 15, 4. Casey spun the lock for the third time and pulled on the locker handle. For the third time, nothing happened. She smiled, tried not to look like an idiot, and checked the locker number against the assignment sheet. Yup, 217. The warning bell clanged loud enough to wake a corpse, but no one seemed to notice. 3 minutes to homeroom. Later for the locker. She gave the handle one last, sharp, futile yank. Thwack! The door lurched open, throwing her off balance. It smacked loudly against the locker next to it, causing at least 400 heads to turn. Casey's backpack slid down her left arm, and as she twisted around in an effort to save it, her belly popped out over her pants. And for some reason, she was reminded of yeasty bread rising in a pan. It had not been a great summer for weight, and as she now had a rapt and unwanted audience, she pulled down her shirt, and the pack flung itself onto the floor, sliding across the tiles.
Fumble!
A blonde boy the size of a dumpster thumped after the pack, scooping it up. He cradled it briefly, lurching from side to side, faking out no one in particular, then tossed the backpack to another supersizer, who scrunched it into a roughly oblong shape and lifted it as if to pass. From behind, a third Hulk grabbed the pack roughly and turned toward Casey. Oh, great. Now what? Lessons in Humiliation 101, and her career at Ridgeport wasn't even 3 minutes old. She thought about the open locker. With a little sucking in, she could squeeze inside, pull the door shut, and stay there the rest of the semester. Until Hulk number 3 came closer, and she got a good look at him. Is this yours? He was looming over her now, about 9 feet tall, or maybe 6'3". His shoulders strained the seams of a button-down, striped Abercrombie shirt that hung loose over a navy tee. Possibly jeans, too, but Casey didn't pick up that detail because she was stuck at the upper half. Specifically the eyes, which were blue. Well, in the sense that freedom and joy and dancing in a field of wildflowers could be called blue. He cocked his head to the left, causing a shock of sandy blonde hair to fall across his face, which seemed less emotion than a change in the weather, a sudden spring breeze. He held out the backpack toward her. "Sorry about my friends," he said. "They're animals." Casey moved her lips, attempting to respond, but no words came out. By the time she could try again, he was gone. She watched him bound down the hallway, his head floating above the sea of shorter people. "Thanks," she squeaked belatedly, to no one. "Okay, now, breathe." The voice startled Casey. It belonged to a girl from a locker to her left. She was the type Casey's dad used to call a tall drink of water. "Huh?" Casey said. "He has that effect on everyone," the girl continued. "Girls, guys, teachers. He can't help it. Brianna." It took Casey a second to realize the girl was naming herself and not the guy. "Casey, she replied, pulling back her old name and cringing at the fact that she had to. "Make up your mind." Brianna laughed, her eyes crinkling into triangles and her mouth showing a little too much gum line, the only flaws in a face that was otherwise all cheekbone, framed by blonde ringlets. "His name, in case you were wondering, and I know you were, is Kyle. Kyle Taggart. Where are you from?" "Westfield," Casey said, adding as an explanation, "That's in Connecticut." "Thank you, Carmen San Diego. Who do you have for homeroom?" Casey pulled a folded sheet out of her pocket. "Leibowitz." "Lifer," Brianna said with a nod. "Sometimes forgets things, like his socks or toupee. Two naps short of Alzheimer's. I'm going the same direction." Casey opened her locker and stashed her jacket and book bag, arranging them so that the jacket hung perfectly and the bag was available with a quick arm swipe. "That looks like an ad for a catalog," Brianna observed. "Are you always that neat?" "Only when I'm nervous," Casey admitted. It's just first day jitters. Brianna grinned and pulled open her own locker. The inner door was already decorated with family snapshots and magazine photos. A couple of the usual movie stars. Casey was not into them. But also some other shots that she did not expect to see. "The loves of my life," Brianna said, noticing Casey's curious glance. "The child holding the disgustingly obese hamster is Coulter Glazer, my adorably obese brother." "Putnam County Spelling Bee," Casey said, glancing at a photo of a white-shirted Latino guy dressed as a kid, standing in front of other young men and women also dressed as kids. She'd seen the show 3 times, as well as all the other shows represented on Brianna's door. Avenue Q, Phantom, Les Mis, Wicked. "Jose Lana is so hot, but you could never tell by this picture," Brianna said. "I know," Casey replied. "I saw him in Rent.